There's a few things I wanted to kind of catch up on or continue from previous discussion. Not discussion. Previous chat. No, it's in a chat. From previous episodes. Okay, one. Craniosacral therapy. So, Blaze and I had gone 2 times each, and we were scheduled for his next appointment and one more for me. And he fell asleep on the way there. So I woke him up right before the appointment, let him sleep a little bit longer in the car, and brought him up, and he was just so sleepy. And also, this person's room was so relaxing, so I'm sure that helped him as well. And my energy probably felt so much better being in that room, in that space. And he wasn't really waking up. So I said, why don't we do my session, and I'll just lay him on top of me. And he can nap. He can rest. And so that's what we did. So Blaze napped on me while I was getting the session. And we had this heart-to-heart connection, Blaze and I did, during the entire session, and it was beautiful. And I'm certain that brought me to the next level of being able to be patient and calm and loving with him, really trying to relax that vagus nerve. And that was so beautiful. I'm so thankful for the therapist. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And the next thing is I did do another yoga, end up being meditation session with my mom. And right now I'm just thinking, I can't remember if I talked about any of this stuff or none of it, so I'm just going to talk about it all together. The next one was the meditation with my mom. She had just eaten. She couldn't remember which time I was coming over, so I said, okay, let's just meditate instead of doing, like, yoga class, which some say that meditation is yoga. Yoga is meditation. So we sat there and did looking meditation and just focused on our breathing, being calm with our face, and looking at each other. And I can tell you, we laughed and smiled. Like, I don't ever remember laughing and smiling with my mother before. And it was beautiful. And I believe that was in March, and now we're at the end of April. So maybe it's time to meet with her again. It was beautiful. Something shifted in me to see her in these different lights while practicing with her, practicing life through yoga. It's been beautiful both times. And the third will be even more beautiful. I'm certain of that. I still get frustrated with her, but not as often. It doesn't last as long. And I can be more empathic with her than ever before. Maybe not as much when we're in the same room together, but when I talk about her to other people, it's easier for me to be empathic about the way she is. But, you know, I'll learn to get better at that when I'm in the same room with her, directly looking at her, talking to her, being more empathic about something she just said or did. Third. So my dad was here last weekend, and I didn't know to the last minute that he was coming. Well, I I didn't know he was coming until he was already here. That's the truth. You know, she's like, can I tell you something? Dad's here. Oh, okay. Didn't know what to say. Felt speechless, which is not a thing that happens to me. I can be quiet and be still, but to be speechless is a whole different thing. Almost like when he called for the first time after a long stint of not visiting us anymore, calling when I was a teenager. That was speechless. And this was speechless. And I think I went something like, okay, well, we're just finishing up dinner. Or we just finished dinner, so I'll get a hold of you later, in a little bit, or something like that. And then my truth for the little bit and feeling okay about this was the next morning. I text or something. Maybe I called and said, I think I called, maybe she didn't answer, and I text, or maybe I just text and said, what are you two up to today? And so we got together for brunch at her house, her apartment, and we got together again at my place for family open mic. And then we got together yet again when I went back over to her place. Sheila's. And then he left the next morning, and he left from her place. I thought he was going to stop over, but he decided to get on the road because it was windy and cold, and I think he missed his mom. He went straight to the nursing home. 3-hour ride on a motorcycle. 70 years young. This man, 70 years young. Honda Goldwing. Which I do support because they are quiet, and I love that. But, well, I won't say but. That's his life, and he's living it up. So good for him. I'm happy for him. And so I didn't talk to him, although I saw him at 3 different times. I did not talk to him about the whole camper trip or anything again and bring that up, or how I've been hurt or felt abandoned. Nope. We just were kind to each other and happy to see each other. And he even said, I love your house, I love what you're doing, but I love you more. And that was me saying bye to him before he went back to see his mom. We were only 5 minutes away. I could have went over, but he was ready to go. And he didn't need to stop over at my house, and I didn't need to stop over there. It felt good. I didn't need to try to hold him up or anything, or wouldn't have tried to hold him up, but I didn't need to make it any different than what he had in his head. He was ready to go. So I'm proud of myself there for not feeling like I needed to say goodbye again or talk to him longer. It was just a short conversation, and it was a good, healthy one. He said, I love you more. I don't even know if I've ever heard that from anyone before. Maybe from Thomas. Maybe Blaze and I. And that did feel nice to hear. It felt like something was resolved with us. That something that had previously hurt, we could let go of. And we didn't need to let it hurt our hearts anymore. We were done with that. They both decided in that moment that it was time to let go of all that pain and suffering. Maybe we decided that when we first saw each other, Saturday, early afternoon, late morning for brunch. We decided when we had a warm embrace. Maybe I decided before I went over there. After I talked about it, processed it, really well with myself. Whatever the case may be, it was a very healthy, loving interaction, all three. Brunch, open mic, and before bedtime. Four, something from many months ago was me figuring out Chica and the fleas. And I realized I needed to get her a stronger medication so that she could be inside without fleas and be an inside-outside cat. And this went a little bit against of my authentic self in some ways, because I don't agree to medication. And I do talk to her about it and tell her I'm gonna do it, because she doesn't even, well, she has a say. I talk to her about it and she seems to be okay with it. Like the spay, getting her spayed. I did talk to her about that and she gave me a kiss before we did that. And we were crying about that, but she gave me a kiss and it felt okay. So she could be an inside-outside cat. We wouldn't be making more babies around here. And then there was the flea thing. I wanted her to be inside during really cold nights, or sometimes when I'm by myself too. It doesn't always need to be because I'm by myself, but when it's really cold and windy or rainy, it's like, I really want her to be inside. She loves being outside. But on those nights, I want her to feel extra protected. So that part of my authentic loving self felt more precedent or more important for me to stand in line with, to advocate for, than keeping the treatment that wasn't as strong or that maybe just didn't work for her. Or giving the treatment at all. Initially, I was like not wanting to do that. I kept trying to bathe her, coconut oil, baths she hated. And it wore her out because of all of her fighting too. She fought me so hard while I was trying to give her a coconut oil bath to try to suffocate the fleas, and I'm like killing the fleas. Well, the fleas are gonna die anyway with the treatment. Yes, I understand. If they get near, if they bite her skin, most likely they will pass away, and I'm really sorry about that, fleas. I just really don't want fleas in my home. I'm so sorry about that. But you'll have a better life outside anyway. It's not as exciting in here for you. You have grass and other animals and trees and all that fun stuff. You're meant for outside. And yes, Chica is an animal. I understand that, fleas. But she's an inside-outside animal, and fleas aren't meant to be inside and biting humans. I don't know if they're... I mean, I guess they have to bite something in order to survive. It's so interesting. I'd rather no animals get bitten, especially humans. So I decided that me wanting her to feel she had an inside-outside home and wanting to protect her meant a stronger dose, and that's what happened, and everything's been good. And you know, one of the things I do that kind of helps me feel more authentic about it in both ways, like wanting her to be inside but also not wanting to really medicate her, is I stretch it out. And so it could be 35 days or 33 days or, you know, a few extra days before I decide, okay, it's time for the next treatment. Instead of every 30 or every 4 weeks, I kind of wait, like if I either see her being itchy, scratch, if I see her being itchy and scratching, or if I see a flea on her, then it's like, okay, I need to do this right now. That kind of thing. Instead of regimented, okay, boom, boom, it's been 28 days, or boom, boom, it's been 30. It's like, okay, does she need it again yet? And in the winter, maybe it was easier to get away with that because when we go below freezing, they're not as prevalent. But in the summer, we shall see. We shall see now that we are officially on this medication and we're going with it and she's outside a lot. Weather's about to warm up. It seems tomorrow is going to be an officially nice warm day. Well, all the days have been really nice, regardless of the temperature. But the beginning of the warm days going forward for the summer, we're over a month into spring, officially, technically, going forward, I think the below freezing evenings are complete. I think they are behind us for the winter and spring. We still have some below freezing, I'm sure, in maybe November, maybe December. But from now until then, I believe we're in the clear. So that's pretty exciting. So that's why I was like, we need to put these sunflowers into the earth Friday, which we did yesterday, and it was amazing. So that was a few things that I wanted to catch up on. So that was cranial sacral therapy, meditation with mom, dad visiting, and Chica's healthy inside outside life. Thank you.